Krishna. No, I am so happy. Every day I'm simply taking people across the Ganges back and forth. No problems. It's a simple life for me. I am simply chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord and taking little vegetarian prasadam. My wife, she is a beautiful girl and cooks on me lovely dishes all day long. Oh, samosa, pakora, papadam, chapati. Oh, it is lovely for my tummy. I am simply waiting here today to see who the Supreme Lord would be sending me to give me some business.
Oh, no. Not another blinking river. And not a bridge in sight. I say, what a primitive place this India is. No hot and cold running water. No flushing toilets. Precious few telephones. And now, to cap it all, another river and no bridge. My God, what am I going to do? Oh, I say, you there. I say, Chappie. How do I get across this river without a bridge about?
Oh, you won't find any bridges around here, sir. But I've got a very good boat, sir.
Is that what it is? I thought it was a pile of driftwood.
Oh, it is quite seaworthy, sir. Before me it was my father's boat, and before him it was his father's boat, and before him it was my grandmother's boat, and she only used it on a Sunday, sir.
I'm not going in that sorry excuse for a boat.
Oh, not to worry, sir. This boat is completely seaworthy. Only last week, I am having 40 camels, 30 sheep, 2 goats, an old cow, 2 llamas, and 1 bus from Calcutta, sir.
Oh, all right. Against my better judgment, you know. I've got a very important meeting across the river. Let's go, then.
Go, sir?
Yes, let's go. Will you please take me across the river?
You want to cross the river?
Yes, that's right. That's what we've been talking about, isn't it? You taking me across the river?
What?
Look, I want you to take me across the river. You know the thing in front of you that's got water flowing through it? It's called a river. Please, can you take me?
Pardon?
Look, are you deaf?
No, sir. I am simply wanting to take you across the river.
Fine.
Well, then why didn't you say that in the first place, sir?
Sorry. Can we go, then?
Oh, yes. No problem. Oh, one small problem is coming, sir. One small problem.
What?
Money.
I thought it might come to that.
Oh, please. You must give me some small money to be crossing the river.
How much?
Normally, I am charging 40 rupees.
40 rupees? You must be joking. Don't you know who I am? My name is Sir Kramit Swatalot Carruthers, professor at Cambridge University, PhD, MAD, TWIT. I am a very important person, and I don't think I should have to spend that much on a boat ride with you. Now, can you do a little better than that?
No problem, sir. Today I am giving massive discounts. Normally I am charging 40 rupees, but for you, 70 rupees.
Done. There we are. Now, how do I get onto this floating pile of debris?
Oh, just 1 foot at a time, sir. Very easy, sir. Very easy. Come on now.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes. Okay. Oh.
Okay.
All right. Yes. I see.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
I say, Chappie, would you mind not singing these ethnic exuberations? I've had quite enough of that here all the time, thank you very much.
It is just the names of God, sir. You don't like hearing the names of God? Don't you know that you are not that body, sir? You are a spirit. You are coming originally from the spiritual world. If you don't think of God, how will you get out of this material ocean of birth and death? All the people all around in all of the villages, they all sing the names of God to pass the time away, sir, and to ultimately go back to the spiritual world. It is very pleasant, you know.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Oh, my goodness me, I say, look down there in the water.
It is a fish, sir. Yes. Just a fish.
Yes, 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 but not an ordinary fish, fellow. That's a Celeus scotus, commonly known as the left-handed throttle fish.
We see thousands of them around here every day, sir.
Thousands? Why, there must be hundreds and hundreds in this shoal. You know, these fish, up until this very moment, they've been thought to go around simply in pairs. There must be thousands here.
Quite ordinary, sir. Quite ordinary.
You're a very fortunate fellow to see such large quantity of these rare fish. You must have studied the spot of ichthyology in your time,
A spot of what, sir?
Ichthyology.
No, sir. Excuse me, no.
You've never studied ichthyology, the study of fish?
Sir, excuse me, sir, but I don't waste my time studying fish. A lot of people around here are eating them, sir, but I do not because I am strictly a vegetarian, sir.
My dear sir, not having studied ichthyology, you wasted 25% of your life. Dear, dear, dear. The purpose of life is to study, you know, to study.
Oh, I study, sir. But not fish, of course. But I studied the great epic literatures from the past, like the Sanskrit, Bhagavad Gita, or Ramayana. Stories of Lord Rama, Mahabharata. Oh, wonderful, uplifting stories, sir. Very, very good for you, sir.
Old wives' tales, I say. Old wives' tales. No bearing on reality.
Oh, excuse me, sir. They are not old wives' tales. They are histories, sir. They have come down to us from thousands and thousands and thousands of years, written by the great saints and sages. They are wonderful stories, sir.
Everyone to his own, that's what I say.
Govindari Purusa. Govindari Purusa.
I say, look, would you stop this mumble-jumble, you know, this chanting? What is it, mantras?
Oh, yes, this is a mantra, sir.
Mantra? What is it?
Yes, sir. Actually, they are very good for you. Man means mind, and tara means deliverance. It takes your mind off mundane words and puts it on the spiritual platform, sir. India has been going on very strong for thousands and thousands and thousands of years on the strength of chanting mantras, sir.
Ah.
You should try it sometimes. It is very good for you.
Never. Over my dead body. That's what I say.
May very well be.
Over my dead body.
May very well be, sir.
Oh, I say, look up there, in the sky. Is it? Oh, what? Oh!
Oh, too bad, sir.
I think it is. Yes, it is!
Yes, it most certainly is, sir.
Yes, you can tell by the smell of the stool. It's the Dytescus. Dytescus hesperonicus. Oh, remarkable smell. Do you want to smell?
No, thank you, sir. You can keep it all for yourself.
Yes. It's more commonly known as the green-breasted booby bird. There's a great big flock up there, yes. Characteristic colors as well.
Oh, lots and lots and lots of them around here, sir.
No, really?
I've got two nesting on my roof at home, sir.
No!
No!
You don't say!
Oh, really?
You are a very fortunate man, you know. You must have studied and observed the unique mating party of these green-breasted booby birds, no?
I am not watching the mating of the birds, sir, no.
You say you've never studied ornithology?
Only what, sir? What are you saying?
Ornithology, the study of birds, man?
Oh, no, excuse me, sir, but I can't say I have. No, I can't. No, I have never heard of...
My dear fellow, you've wasted 50% of your life. Really, I can't understand why you don't observe the natural phenomena around you and come to have an understanding of the world. Darn ignorant fellow, I must say. You know, seeing these birds reminds me of the time I used to go pheasant hunting on the Somerset Downs of my Uncle Arthur. Out there with a 12-bore shotgun, couple of red setters, a gun dog by your side, you know. Chee, chee. Yes, now the gun dogs go bounding out. They bring them back, and then we take them home to Aunt Nellie. She makes them into a wonderful pheasant pie. Oh, delicious. Mm. You know, of course, you let the pheasants hang for a week or two, you know, before you eat them to tenderize them, you know. And then what a wonderful treat with Brussels sprouts and roast potatoes, cranberry sauce, and a good delectable gravy. Oh, mm, oh, nothing like it. Mm-hmm. Pheasant pie. Mm-hmm.
Oh? Oh, no. You don't mean to say that you kill them, sir?
Of course you kill them.
But poor creatures, sir.
You eat them as well. They're delicious.
But they are your brothers.
Brothers?
Yes, sir.
Brothers? How dare you insult me, Sir Cramet Swatterlot, with a pedigree and a family tree that goes all the way back to William the Conqueror, and you dare to infer that a bunch of pheasants are my brothers?
Well, don't you realize, sir, that when you shoot them, you are hurting them, sir?
Sir, I've never been so insulted in all my life. What's more, they're birds, and birds don't feel pain.
Oh, yes, sir, they do feel pain.
They don't feel pain.
They do feel pain.
Don't be silly, they're just birds.
And birds do feel pain, sir.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
They do.
Ow! Oh, that's my big toe.
And that is how it feels, sir.
Ow! I ought to have your license taken away for this.
I'm sorry, sir, I don't have any license.
You have not a license? Well, then I'll go to your insurance company and make sure that you're not insured anymore.
We don't have insurance companies, sir. We just rely on the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
What happens if you have an accident and you're not insured?
Tough luck.
Oh, God. I'll go to your authorities and I'll have your license revoked. I'll have you taken off this river in no time at all.
Oh, no authorities in this part, sir. No authorities around here. You will have to go many, many miles to reach any kind of authority, sir. And when you reach them, I don't think they will be taking very kindly to you going around shooting the birds.
You know, I can't understand why you fellows don't dress like human beings. Look at you. Wandering about in these dirty brown bed sheets wrapped around your loins. It's disgusting. Why don't you wear a pair of trousers like a civilized human being?
Sir, this is a very scientific mode of dress. It is called a dotty, not a dirty. And it's very clean, sir. Every day my wife washes me a new one and I put it on. No pockets to worry about. No buttons to fall off. And no zippers to be coming down, sir, like you over there. It is very nice, sir. By the way, sir, when was the last time you washed your clothes? Anyway, smelling a bit awful, sir, aren't they?
And I said, you mind, I washed these back in 1980, let's see, I had an inauguration party in 1986, and...
I thought so, sir. You haven't washed them in many, many years, have you?
Well, they don't need washing. They improve with age. The food stains look very interesting.
Animalistic, I call it, sir. Going around in clothes and haven't washed them for many years and criticizing me, who is a clean dotty every day. And you know it is very comfortable and cool. Also, in hot days like this, I bet you are very hot in that gear, sir.
No, not at all. Not at all. The moisture in the atmosphere is precipitating on my forehead. It's no sweat at all. I say, look up there on the horizon.
Oh, those are the Himalayan mountains, sir.
Ah, well done. Well done. At least you know a thing or two. Yes, these are the Himalayan mountains.
Oh, the great saints and sages are living up there, sir.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but these Himalayan mountains, I can tell you a thing or two. They're metamorphic rocks, you know, produced by a volcanic action. I studied geology. You must have studied this part of geology yourself, you know, in your time,
Geo? What's that? What are you talking about?
Geology?
No, I can't say I have studied. No, I'm sorry, I have not known. No,
you haven't studied geology, the study of rocks and fossils? My dear sir, You've wasted 75% of your life!
75%? Well, I can tell you one thing up there, sir, but... Oh, no, sir. The great saints and sages have lived in holy waters up there called Shikesha, and they are practicing yoga, and they've got all of these mystical powers, sir. Some of them are living to be hundreds of years. I can tell you about that, sir. Wonderful, wonderful people they are, sir.
Stuffing nonsense. Don't you believe it? You know, these Himalayan mountains were first thrust out of the Earth's surface millions of years ago, even before life was on the planet. Yes, there were violent electrical storms in those days. Nothing but an atmosphere of methane, ammonia, a spot of carbon dioxide, and nitrogen, you know. And somehow or other, these lightning flashes, they reacted with the primordial soup, you know. That's what they called the old ocean in those days. They used to call it soup, huh?
I like the soup. It is very tasty.
Yes, well, anyway. Chock full of nitrates and trace elements. Anyway, somehow or other, these molecules, they started reproducing themselves. And they turned into amoebas. And then the amoebas turned into fish. And then they turned into amphibians, thumping great things full of warts like big salamanders. Anyway, they turned themselves into dinosaurs and reptiles alike. Yes, those dinosaurs, they ruled the Earth for millions of years up until the end of the Cretaceous and Jurassic period. Then, all of a sudden, they disappeared. Just like that! We cannot understand why they disappeared, but they did. Meanwhile, nature had a trick or two up her sleeve. Oh, yes, she'd been manufacturing a few shrewd-like creatures. Of course, they evolved quite by chance as well. They crawled up the trees and turned into monkeys. And then the monkeys, they jumped off the trees and they turned into human beings. Would you believe it? The monkeys turned into human beings. They've got monkeys as our ancestors. Is it not amazing?
No.
Now, of course, the original human beings, they weren't really human beings at all. Ugly beasts they were.
You may say that your ancestors were monkeys, sir, but my ancestors were the great saints and sages, sir.
No, your ancestors are monkeys and my ancestors are monkeys. We all come from monkeys. This information can't be had unless you got some education. The purpose is to educate yourself, you know. You've got to go to school, you've got to go to college, you've got to go to university, polytechnic, you know. You have to study. You have to take your books and you've got to cram it all in. And you've got to swat for your examinations, and then when the examinations come along, you've got to spew it all out, you know. Of course, you swat a lot, you know. That's why they called me swat a lot, you know. Cram it, swat a lot, huh? Laugh, you. Anyway, if you study hard and you pass your examinations, you stand a reasonable chance of getting a job. And then, if you're lucky to get a job, then the world is your oyster. You can have a bank balance, and you can have an insurance policy, you can have a mortgage on the house. Yes, you add color television set, and you buy yourself a car. Yes, that makes life easier in the morning, driving 6 hours to work in the morning and 6 hours back at night. Car! It's disgusting. Anyway, and then you buy a stereo cassette deck to put into the back of your car to make your life a bit more bearable in the morning traffic jams. You get yourself a gas mask to cope with the pollution. Oh, my God. An instant TV dinner so when you come back at 11 o'clock at night, you're ready to cook it up and boil it in a pan, and presto, it's ready. And then you can afford your psychoanalyst bill. My God, the stress of modern life, it really takes a wear and tear on the old physique, you know. And then you want to take pills to go to sleep at night because, you know, you're full of anxiety. anxieties, and then you wake up in the morning, and you've got to take pills to get yourself going in the day, and then pills to get yourself going in midday is pills, and pills, and then you've got to, you've got your blood pressure, you've got to keep that down to relieve your anxiety, and and it all begins with education.
Education, sir?
Excuse me?
Is that what you call it, sir?
Yes, education.
It sounds like a terrible lot of trouble to me, sir.
Yes, yes, the fruit of modern technology.
Oh, the fruit of modern technology. I have heard about your modern technology, sir.
Yes, wonderful stuff, you know.
No, well, you know, I have a little shack over there on the other side of the river. I have 9 children there. It has a lovely little bamboo roof. I'm keeping some banana trees. We're keeping some pineapples. And I have 2 cows, sir, giving me some wonderful milk, sir. And with the money I earn from taking people across the river back and forth, I get myself a little bit of rice, sir. And I take it home, and my wife, she prepares for me a wonderful meal, and we sit down with the kids, and we chant the names of God, sir. We read the Ramayana, or the Mahabharata, sir. In this way, we elevate our souls, and we have a very good time, sir.
A good time?
Oh, a wonderful good way of life. Plain living. High thinking. Yes, you know, I don't care for what I've heard about your Western world with your drugs and your crime and your divorce. It sounds terrible, terrible, terrible to me, sir.
That's the price you've got to pay for civilization, man. The price you've got to pay. Nothing worth getting is achieved without a price. Oh, boy, it's getting so hot here. Whew.
Oh, sir, look up in the sky there. Oh, look at that, sir.
I say, what a magnificent specimen of a cumulonimbus storm cloud, you know. You realize the isotonic pressure on this storm cloud is 1,000 millibars a square inch.
If what you mean to say, sir, is that there is a storm brewing, you are quite right, sir.
As you say so. I studied meteorology, you know.
I think we're in for little rough waters here, sir.
Ah, it's raining a little bit already. Well, I've got my brolly with me. You're going to get a bit wet, aren't you, eh, old boatman? Not me. I've got my brolly. Tough luck, old B. Anyway, why don't you keep rowing? That might keep you warm.
Don't you worry about me, sir. I am just fine. Thank you very much.
I say, the wind is getting up a little bit, well, and then the boat's rocking.
Sir, I don't know if we were going to make it to the other side. There is quite a storm coming, sir.
Well, sure, we've only got about 500 more yards. Yes, you can. Keep on going. Come on. Come on.
No, sir, quite frankly, sir, I don't think we are going to make it. We are going to have to swim for it, sir.
I say, Irma, the boat is sinking.
Sir, I think we're going to have to jump for it. I am jumping now, sir. You
My
must be
God.
Coming.
Oh,
please, sir, you must be putting down your umbrella. It is not going to be helping you now, sir. I am jumping now. I am jumping now, sir. Please be coming.
No, but where are you going?
Sir, please be coming now. You must swim for it, sir.
No, come back.
Please come now.
No, come back. I'll give you 50 pays. No, I'll give you 10 rupees.
Please, sir, please be coming.
100 rupees. I'll make it worth your while. Oh, my
sir,
God.
Sir, you must jump for it now, sir.
The boat is sinking. Oh, let's see. Where's my dictionary?
Please swim.
Oh, here it is. Let's see. P. P-U. S-O-S-W, swim! Ha, swimming, the crawl, yes, the breaststroke. Oh, it's too late. Oh, my God, the boat is sinking. Come back here, I say. Oh, the boat is help me, I can't swim.
You can't swim? Oh no, you have wasted 100% of your life.